الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We continue our readings in the work of عبد الله الواديعية حفظه الله تعالى, the daughter of the noble Sheikh and the great scholar, Sheikh Mukbir bin Hadi al-Wadi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala. The work is entitled Nasihati lil-Nisa, my advice to the women. And we have been reading in the first chapter, the author, she mentioned hafidhahullahu ta'ala min afat al-lisan, min afati al-lisan, from the ills of the tongue, and from the dangers of the tongue, and from the evils of the tongue. And we continue reading the 13th portion that she has mentioned, and she says, Nuksanu ajri sa'imi bi sababi akhta'i lisanihi. The issue now is with regards to the fact that the reward of the fasting person decreases and deplenishes because of the mistakes of his tongue. Nuqsan ajr as-sa'im, that the reward of the fasting person, it decreases, and its value is lowered. Bisababi akhta'i lisanihi, because of the mistakes and the sins that are committed with his tongue. So she says, qad yanqusu ajru as-sa'imi bisababi afati lisanihi. ففي الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. So she says, حفظه الله تعالى, that the reward of the fasting person possibly could decrease because of the diseases, because of the ills of his tongue, and it has been collected in as-sahihain, and referring to al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Actually, this narration is not found in as-sahihain, and it is only from those narrations that are mentioned in al-Bukhari, and it's found in other than that, but it's not in Sahih Muslim. It's narrated by al-Bukhari, so then it will be fafi Sahih al-Bukhari. This is what will be correct here, and Allah knows best. And this hadith is found in al-Bukhari, and likewise in Sunan Abi Dawood and Jami' al-Tirmidhi, and also in Sunan al-Nisa'i and Sunan al-Majah and Musnad by al-Imam Ahmed, and other than that, but it's not found in Sahih Muslim. So therefore, what is correct is that this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Min hadithi Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, from the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man lam yada' qawl al-zuhr والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. That whoever does not leave off قول الزور and acting by way of that, then Allah has no need for him to leave off his food and his drink. Then Allah has no need for him to leave off his food and his drink. So here we see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying this affair, that it's an obligation while fasting and while one is not fasting, whether he is in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan, or whether he's in a state of fasting or not, then he must preserve his tongue. A person must preserve their tongue from that which is foul and indecent, and then from that which is not permissible, and likewise their body parts in the application of that. So من لم يدع قول الزور, whoever did not leave off قول الزور, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the statement of الزور, this means false testification, yani specifically, but in general what is included, every statement of باطل and every statement of falsehood, وكل كلام محرم, and every type of speech that is impermissible and not allowed, this is all included here. والعمل به, and also the application of that, yani putting that speech into application, والعياذ بالله. So the one who did not leave off the foul and indecent and the lowly, impermissible speech and acting by way of that, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً, then Allah, he has no need, فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَمُهُ وَشَرَابًا, then Allah, he has no need for him to leave off his food and his drink. And some of the wordings of this narration has come likewise. من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل والجهل, and acting in an ignorant manner, which is all included in speaking lowly and speaking in a manner that is foul and despicable and impermissible, and acting upon that likewise. All of this is considered jahil, and acting ignorantly and the likes like this. فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٍ, Allah, He has no need. فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَ, for Him to leave His food and His drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-ghani, al-hamid. He is the one who was self-sufficient, and He is the one who was rich and free of need of anything. Allah, He does not need anything, and He is the one who is worthy of all praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-ahad, al-samad. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, He needs nothing, yet everything needs Him. And He provides, and no one provides for Him. And He gives safety and protection, and no one can protect from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is intended here? That Allah has no need for Him. This is an indication that fasting will not be accepted. Allah, He has no need for Him to leave His food and His drink, meaning that the fact that He's leaving His food and His drink is not going to be a means to draw Him near to Allah. Or that action of fasting and refraining and abstaining from the food and the drink, the reward from that will be diminished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept that action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept that action. And this is because the people of knowledge have clarified that the food and the drink in its origin is something that is permissible. Any of the food that is allowed and the drink that is allowed. And for a person to leave off these two affairs that are permissible, and then to perpetrate and fall into and commit that which is haram in its origin and in the first place, then this is a foul way. And this is no doubt a reason for the anger of Allah to befall a person, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. A reason for the anger of Allah to befall a person, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, the fact that they would leave off something permissible and then perpetrate and fall into something that is haram in its origin and it's not permissible at any time, then this is a foul in a lowly way. So what is intended here is that the reward will diminish, and that the fast will not be accepted. Any meaning that it will not have any value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the person, if he were to commit sins and to speak lowly and foully, and lie or backbite or spread tales or the likes like this, or the other speech that is impermissible, or act according to that, any meaning perpetrating and committing other actions of sin with their eyes or with their ears and the likes like that, or with their hands and the likes, then this does not invalidate the fast, but it diminishes and weakens the reward, until the extent it will be as if the person did not even fast. But it will not invalidate the fast, and the person who committed sins while he's fasting, he will not have to make up the fast. He will not have to make up the fast, but he is only jeopardizing the reward and the benefit of that fast. Yani to being diminished or being decreased or being any lost entirety, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So she mentions here, she says, وَرَوَى الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ فِي مُسْنَدِهِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And Al-Imam Ahmad, he has narrated in his book Al-Musnad from the Haditha Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, annahu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rubba sa'imin hadhuhu min siyamihi al-ju'u wal-atash, wa rubba qa'imin hadhuhu min qiyamihi al-sahar. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that many people fasting, that which they obtain from their fast is nothing but hunger and being thirsty. That's nothing but hunger and being thirsty. And many people who are standing, meaning standing in the night prayer, they have nothing from that except that they have spent the night yani awake, meaning that they will be tired from that, and he's tired from being awake late at night. Tired from being awake late at night. Yani, so this narration has come with this wording, and likewise it has come as well with another wording, also collected by Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كَمْ مِنْ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرِ. How many people fasting? Meaning what is intended here is many people who are fasting. Many of those who are fasting, they have nothing for their fast except that they become hungry. And many people who are standing in the night prayer, meaning in Ramadan, then they have nothing for their standing, and no reward and no recompense except that they have spent the night yani standing, they have spent the night awake, meaning they have no reward for that. And this is because of a deficiency in their faith and a deficiency in their obedience. And then along with the fact that they are fasting in the daytime or standing in the night and the night prayer and the likes like this, they did not desist and leave off the sins. So therefore, the sins and their foul actions have decreased and lessened their reward, until the extent as if it's not even until the extent as if they did not even fast or did not even stand. What do you have billah? Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned about this, rahimahullah. He says, فَكَمَا أَنَّ الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ يَقْطَعُهُ وَيُفْسِدُهُ فَكَذَلِكَ الْأَثَامُ تَقْطَعُ ثَوَابَهُ وَتُفْسِدُ ثَمَرَتَهُ فَتُسَيِّرُهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ مَنْ لَمْ يَسُمْ. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned in his book, Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, rahimahullah ta'ala, that just as the food and the drink will cut off the fast and invalidate it, just as the food and the drink will cut off the fast and invalidate it, meaning it will break the fast, it will break the fast and invalidate it, then likewise the sins, they cut off the reward and they corrupt the fruit and the benefit of the fast, until the extent that these sins will turn the person's fasting, yani to be as if he did not even fast, to be as if he did not even fast. So we see here that this is the case of many people. So again, this is a warning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the intent is not to belittle the majority of the people and the life like this, but to clarify the situation and the state of much of mankind, and that many of the people here, this is the case for them, that they are not aware and alert whenever they're fasting, and they're not guarding and preserving their tongue. But the author now, Hafidha Allah ta'ala, she's indicating another important point, and this is very beneficial with regards to this affair. And she says, وَالصِّيَامُ أَعَمُّ مِمَّا يَظُنُّهُ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ مِنْ أَنَّهُ الْإِمْسَاكُ عَنِ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ وَالْجِمَاعِ فَهُوَ يَشْمَرُ هَذَا وَيَشْمَرُ صِيَامُ الْجَوَارِحِ. That fasting is more general. Fasting is more general than what many of the people think. And fasting is more general, it's more inclusive than what many of the people think, that is simply to refrain from food and drink and from having sexual relations. Rather, it is more inclusive and it is more general than that, and it also includes the fasting of the body parts. And this is the true fast, and this is the real fast, and this is the wisdom behind leaving the food and the drink and the likes. The wisdom behind that is to cultivate the piety of Allah and the heart, and the fear of Allah and the heart, and the preference to complying to the command of Allah and to that which is beloved to Allah, and to leave off that which is impermissible. This is the wisdom behind fasting, to cultivate this ability in the soul, to be able to refrain from sins, to check a person's self and to check a person's soul, and to be able to have the ability to refrain oneself from falling into that which is impermissible. So that's the wisdom behind leaving off that which is permissible. So whenever a person fasts, in order to complete the fast, he must leave off that which is permissible. And the wisdom behind that is to teach the soul and to cultivate the soul and to train a person to be able to leave off that which is haram. So the benefit from the fast is this affair here. So the one who falls into the haram, even while he's fasting, he's very lowly, and he has fallen into that which is contradictory in entirety to the wisdom behind fasting. To the wisdom behind fasting. So the real fast is a fast that continues in the lifetime of a person. And it is a fast that is obligatory in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. And it is the fast that is obligatory in every circumstance and situation. And that is the fasting of the eyes, and the fasting of the ears, and the fasting of the tongue and the heart and the likes like this, meaning that a person, he must refrain and stay away from and avoid that which is impermissible with these affairs. Then this is the meaning of fasting linguistically, al-imsak. You need to refrain and to avoid it, to leave off something. So the fasting in Ramadan, the wisdom behind that is to train and to cultivate the ability and the soul to be able to fast and to refrain from the sins throughout the whole life of a person. So this is from the wisdom of that. So the person who fasts, and he physically, from the food and the drink, yet he still commits sins with his tongue, or with her tongue, or with their eyes and the likes like this, or with their hands, then he has negated the whole wisdom and the purpose of the fast in the first place. The point for the author here to clarify that from the ills of the tongue is that it would deplete and decrease and weaken the reward of the fasting person. Again, a person who committed sins while he's fasting, it will not break his fast. It will not invalidate his fast. And what is intended by the fast will not be accepted, meaning it could come to this state, that a person, he could fast and he could fast, and he could fast, and then because of his sins and because of his negligence, he will have no reward whatsoever. He will have no reward whatsoever because of his negligence and his heedlessness and because of his foul and lowly actions. But as for the obligation of fasting, then it would be fulfilled. It would be fulfilled, and he will not have to make that up, and Allah knows best. And then likewise, the point here that we take away from this portion is that with regards to the tongue specifically, a person, he must refrain and he must make a fast with regards to that. يعني الامساك والصيام بلسانه عن المحرم من الكلام من الغيبة والنميمة والكذب وغير ذلك من أفات اللسان. That a person has to refrain with their tongue and check their tongue and hold their tongue back and resist and fight their soul from using their tongue in that which is impermissible, from speaking with lies and carrying tales and backbiting and speaking ill of the people or mocking the people or the likes like this or lying on the people, so on and so forth. So on and so forth. This is something that a person, he must perform so long as he's alive or so long as she is alive. After this, the author, she mentions the next chapter, Al-Ghina. Al-Ghina, singing. Singing. She says, وَالْمَعْنِي بِهِ الْغِنَى الْمُحَرَّمْ. What is intended here is that impermissible singing, the singing that is haram, al-ghina al-muharram, alladhi yasifu al-khudud wal-qudud wa yuthiru al-raghbata wa yuthiru al-raghbata al-jinsiyya wa yubihu al-muharramati kal-khamri wa nahwihi. What is intended here is this impermissible singing, the singing that is haram, the type of singing that describes the description of the women, describes their beauty and their faces and in their bodies and their build, and the likes like this, and the type of singing that also riles up the desire to have sexual intercourse, and to the type of singing that riles up the desires and the likes like this to fall into that which is impermissible, or the type of singing that would also likewise be a means to make it seem fair seeming and permissible and allowed, and make it seem good to fall into that which is haram from alcohol and other than that. From alcohol and other than that. So the origin with regards to singing is that this is impermissible and it is haram and it is not allowed, especially whenever it is in this manner, whenever the subject matter is about the encouragement of falling into fornication, or the encouragement or the decoration and making it seem fair appealing and the likes like this, and alcohol and other crimes of indecency and lowliness, which is the subject matter of the majority of those who sing today. The majority of those who sing today, what do they sing about? They sing about these affairs here. They sing about fornication and the desire to commit that. And they sing about alcohol and drugs, and they sing about the likes of these affairs, and they sing about crimes and the rap stars and the pop stars and the likes like this. This is the subject matter that they speak about. They speak about committing crimes, and they speak about fornication, and they speak about indecency and lowly and foul ways, and they encourage that. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And they glorify that, and they make it seem fair appealing and beautiful, and they call to that. And they call to drugs and drug selling and to robberies and the likes like this, and crime and the likes. This is such a foul way. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And for singing. What is intended here? Singing without any music. As for if the musical instruments were involved, then it would be impermissible, no doubt about that. And it has been collected by Bukhari Ta'liqan, and also by other than him, rahimahullah, from the scholars of hadith, yani with a chain that is authentic, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَكُنَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَقْوَامُ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَّ وَالْحَرِيرُ وَالْخَمَرُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ. That there will come, that there's going to be people from my ummah, and even those who claim, those who ascribe to al-Islam and those who are from the Muslims, يستحلون الحر والحرير والخمر والمعازف, and they will strive to declare or to deem permissible al-hir, what is intended here, zina, fornication. They will try to declare to be permissible fornication and silk, any silk garments, meaning for men, and the alcohol, and likewise the musical instruments. The musical instruments. So the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed that people will come from his ummah later, that they would try to deem to be permissible these affairs, this is an indication that they are not permissible. So no doubt fornication is impermissible. And no doubt for the fact that men wear silk, this is impermissible and clarified in the sunnah. and also the alcohol and the permissibility of that, and also here what is clear along with those affairs that are impermissible, the musical instruments and ma'azif. So if the singing is coupled with that, then no doubt it's haram. And the severity of the impermissibility and the lowliness of that and the filth of that will increase and increase according to the despicable subject matter of the particular singing. But as for the women on the night of marriage, whenever they're amongst themselves, the people of knowledge have clarified that it's allowed for them to sing together, so long as that the singing is something that is allowed and permissible, yani the subject matter and the content is not foul or lowly or impermissible or degrading or anything from the affairs that are considered indecent and the likes like that. To sing amongst themselves, this is allowed. And even it's mentioned that it's allowed for them to hit on the duff, and at this particular time only, not at all times and not at any time and not in front of men, rather whenever they're alone and whenever they're by themselves. And what is intended by the duff is not a drum like some people claim, a drum that one will beat on and the likes like that, that has tones and rhythms, but the duff, it is a tambourine. It's a small thin piece of wood that is round, that has the hide of an animal on the top of it and the likes like this, and it's not allowed to have the jingling things on there likewise from the brass that is added, rather they'll just beat on that. And this is something that is allowed in this circumstance as an announcement for the fact that there was a marriage and that this couple were married, and this will be whenever the women are alone amongst themselves, and in this circumstance it will be allowed for them to sing together under these conditions. As for in general, then this is not allowed. It's not allowed. It's definitely not allowed for a woman to sing to a man, for the men to listen to the women singing, nor is it from manhood or the way of the righteous that a man he would sing. This is a foul and lowly way. A man he will not sing. This is not allowed. This is impermissible. This is from the ways of the lowlifes and the despicable. So the permissibility in this circumstance for the women amongst themselves is allowed. But likewise, the people of knowledge have clarified it's not allowed for them to do that on the microphone where the others can hear them, or to do that in public where people can hear them, or to even use, for example, devices to play that and the likes like that, or to put it in a cassette, or to play it on an audio of some other woman singing. Lad, this is not what is intended. Rather, what is allowed is for them to sing and to enjoy themselves amongst themselves. For them to sing and to enjoy themselves amongst themselves, not to play a singer on an MP3 or on a CD or on a cassette or the likes like this. This is not allowed, and this is not what is intended, and Allah knows best. And some of the people likewise mentioned that it would be allowed to sing like that as well, yani on Eid, for the young girls like that amongst themselves and not around the men. As for taking it as a way, and as for taking it as a methodology and a way of life, and this is foul and lowly, and this is from the call of shaitan waliyadu billah. So here we're talking about ghina, we're not talking about music. Music is haram. Just the issue here, she's talking about singing without musical instruments. If the musical instruments are involved, it's even more severe, even more lowly, and even more worse. Waliyadu billah. So she says, walghina sawtu shaitan. Al-ghina sawtu shaitan, and singing, it is the voice of the devil. It is the voice of the devil. كما قال بعض المفسرين في قوله تعالى. Just as some of the scholars of tafsir have mentioned with regards to the statement of Allah the Most High, and she mentioned the verse, واستفزز من استطعت منه بصوتك واجلب عليهم بخيرك ورجلك. And the meaning of this noble verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is calling shaitan. And the verses before this, shaitan, he mentioned that he will mislead the children of Adam, and he will turn them away from the straight path, and he will try to lure them into the anger of Allah, to the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned before this, and he said to shaitan, قَالَ اذْهَبْ فَمَنْ تَبِئَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُهُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا. That Allah, he said to him, go, and whoever amongst them follows you, then indeed the hellfire will be their recompense, and an ample and a full recompense they will have. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned to shaitan, wastafziz man istata'ta minhum, and try to trick and befool and rile up whoever you can from amongst them. بصوتك, with your voice. وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك, and try to make assaults against them. And you try to call them and to attack them with your cavalry. With your cavalry, any with any all of the means that you can, and with your infantry. Any means that you can. Any the devil he will try, and he will strive. And from many avenues, from the devils of the jinn and from the devils of mankind, to mislead the children of Adam from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is intended here in the shahid for the author, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he began like this, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِسَوْتِكَ, and try to befool them gradually, and try to lure them into misguidance, and to lead them astray, as many of them as you can, with your voice. With your voice, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that what is intended from the voice is the songs and the music and the singing, and every individual who calls to the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that shaitan, he has a sot, and that he will use his sot to try to mislead and to befool the people and to turn them away gradually. And from that, and from what is intended from the sot of a shaitan and the voice of the devil is music and singing and the likes like this. Music and singing and the likes like this. So she's referring to this affair. If we look in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that Mujahid, the great student of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhum, he mentioned that what is intended bisawti ash-shaytan billahwi wal-ghina, that what is intended from that is singing and music, singing and idle talk and music. And likewise, it has been narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, kullu da'in da'a ila ma'siyatillah, that every caller who calls to the disobedience of Allah, this is what is intended. So from those callers who call to the disobedience of Allah are those who sing the songs, and those who beautify their voice and decorate their voice and use it to call to falsehood. And what is intended from this verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the devil this ability as a test and trial for mankind. As a test and trial for mankind to test them and to try them. So shaitan, he has the ability to strive, to whisper and to call the people to disobedience and to mislead them. Yani in statement and in deed. And this is from the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the creation of the devil from the wisdom of that is that the people, they will be tried. The people, they will be tried, and also from that, any coming from that, as many people, they will be misled, and they will go astray, and they will follow the devil, and they will be from those of the hellfire. What do you have billah? But also coming from that as well, on the other hand, there will be individuals who will strive against their soul, and they will fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and the unseen, and they will comply to Him and obey Him, and they will fight the whispers of the devil, and they will deny Him and belie Him. And they will turn away from his path and follow the path of the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be loved and he will be worshipped. And the truthful and the honest and their faith will be made clear from those who are negligent and those who are foul and those who are corrupted. So there's great wisdom in the creation of the devil and the fact that he has the ability to whisper and to call and to mislead the people. And from those avenues that he has, and that's the point here, is the voice of the devil. And this is from the aspect of music and from singing. The aspect of music and the aspect of singing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in Surah Al-Luqman, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا, that from mankind there are those who purchase. There's those who purchase a lahu, lahu al-hadith. Lahu al-hadith. There are those who purchase what is meant, intended by purchase here, meaning they prefer that. They prefer the vain talk and the lowly speech in order to mislead the people from the path of Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, to turn the people away and misguide them from the path of Allah without knowledge. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا, and they take the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal as a joke. They take the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal as a joke and as a game. And this is the case for those people. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whenever this verse was mentioned to him, he swore by Allah three times. He said, Wallahi innahu al-ghina, Wallahi innahu al-ghina, Wallahi innahu al-ghina. He said, I swear by Allah, what is intended here from the lahu al-hadith, from the lahu al-hadith, from the vain talk, I swear by Allah it is singing. I swear by Allah it is singing. I swear by Allah it is singing. A number of scholars of tafsir have clarified this affair. What is intended here from lahu al-hadith? Those who purchase that and prefer that, and they listen to that, there are those who turn away from the Quran, and there are those who are misguided, and there are those who belittle the signs of Allah and the ayat of Allah, and they have no care or concern for that. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the love of the Quran and the love of music and singing can never gather in the heart of one person. Whenever one of them comes, the other one, it will go. Whenever one of them comes, the other one, it will go. And a person that he has this preference and love for singing, especially if it's music, especially if we're referring to the type of music that is popular and widespread today, those foul lyrics and those foul and that foul and lowly and despicable subject matter, with all of that which they sing and call to in their songs, is in opposition to the law and the legislation and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almost everything that they sing about and call to is something from the major sins and something from the lowly and despicable ways, manners and conduct. Waliyadu billah, even some of them they sing about any pure disbelief, or they mock and the likes like this, the righteous and the good, or they call to crimes and to criminal activity and to drug selling and drug usage, and they call to fornication. They sing about these affairs and they glorify that and they beautify that and they make it seem fair appealing and the likes like this. And this is from the voice of the devil, waliyadu billah. This is from the voice of the devil, waliyadu billah, until the extent that much of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this is Quran al-Shaytan, that the music and the singing is Quran al-Shaytan. There's the Quran al-Rahman, and there's Quran al-Shaytan. There's the Quran of al-Rahman, which is al-Quran al-Kareem, that we know, that begins with al-Fatiha, and it ends with an-Nas. And it is well known, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the revelation of the noble Quran. But likewise, the shaytan, the devil, waliyadu billah, he has a Quran that he recites and that he calls with. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned it is music. It is music and it is singing. And those people who have come out of disbelief and come out of jahiliyyah, and they are very well aware of the ways of the people of this society specifically, they know that this is true. Because the Quran, what is it called to? It calls to guidance. It calls to obedience and compliance. And there are laws and limits that are found in the Quran. There is that which is declared to be permissible, and that which is good, and that which is lawful, and that which is allowed, and that which is wholesome. And likewise, also clarified in the Quran, that which is haram, and that which is impermissible, and that which is foul and lowly, and that which is indecent and not allowed. All of these affairs here, they're mentioned in the Quran, this law and legislation. It's a way that one takes and he follows as a way of life. What is mentioned in the Quran and the legislation of Islam is encompassing of the entire life of the human being. It's a religion that includes the entire life from every aspect of human life that a person he will take as a manhaj and methodology and he will follow in his life. But likewise, on the other hand, waliyadu billah, music for the non-believers. Music for the disbelievers, music for the people in the society, they take it like it's a law, like it's a religion, like it's a deen and a way of life. And whatever they rap about, that's what they do. Whatever they sing about, that's what they do. And whenever one of them, he listens to songs about robbing and criminal action and shooting people and the likes like this, you will find him going and doing that. And whenever he's done doing that, after he has robbed and stolen that money, you'll find him listening to another song that's talking about drugs and drinking alcohol. And then he will go and do that. And he will take his money that he stole and that he robbed, and he will take it to go buy what he's listening to in the next song. And then whenever he's ready in the nighttime and the likes like this, he will listen to the songs that are glorifying fornication and calling to this impermissible actions and the likes like this. And then next thing you know, he's doing that. So in every moment, in every aspect of his life, he has a song that he's listening to, that he's preparing to do and to follow and to abide by the guidelines that are mentioned there. And some people, maybe they'll be good, and then they'll listen to songs about robbery and the likes like that. And next thing you know, they're thieves. And people, they will be straight edge, and they will never drink alcohol or fall into drugs. And next thing you know, they'll listen to songs about smoking weed and marijuana and selling cocaine and the likes like this. Waliyadu billah, which is what we find in these songs. And next thing you know, they're doing that. They're doing that because they take it as a religion, and they take it as a way of life. They take it as a religion, they take it as a way of life. They wake up to it and they go to bed to it. They fall asleep to it. In every circumstance and situation in their life, they have a song that is proper for them, that they take as a methodology in a way, and they abide by that. And they repeat that. This is from the aspect, this is the Quran of Shaitan and the sawt of the devil, and the recitation and the way of the Shaitan. So this is something to be known. Music is foul. Music is lowly. Music is despicable. A person, he will guard his heart from music. And Imam Ahmed, he mentioned about singing. Again, singing here was with even without music. Whenever the musical instruments are involved, it's even more severe and even more disgusting and even more dangerous and even more tempting. And it will move a person, and they will move by way of that, literally. Literally, as I mentioned before, those who fall into robbery many times because they listen to songs about robbery. Those who fall into fornication because they listen to songs about fornication. Whenever a man, he wants to entice a woman or vice versa, then all he will do is get her alone and put on some music about that affair. And next thing you know, it will happen. Next thing you know, that affair will befall. Or if they feel like doing drugs or using drugs or drinking alcohol, they'll put on the music that is suitable for that. They'll put on the music that is suitable for that, and they will follow that way. And it will move them and entice them to move in that direction, and it will carry them to fall into these actions of indecency. So even the singing is foul and lowly, especially if this is the subject matter, especially if this is the intent behind that. And whenever the musical instruments are brought in, it's even more dangerous and more severe and more despicable and more lowly. And a person, he will guard his ears from that. A person, a believer, he will guard his ears from that. And this is because the music, it goes through the ears into the heart. It goes through the ears into the heart. And Imam Ahmad, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-ghina yunbitu nifaqa fil qalb. That singing, it grows hypocrisy in the heart. And in the same way that a person, he has land, and he'll put water there, and he'll cultivate it, and the likes, and he'll put different type of nutrients on the land in order for the crops to produce and to grow. If a person was thinking how does the hypocrisy grow in the heart of a person, it's by putting music there. This is the means of nourishing that. This is the means of nourishing hypocrisy and doubts and the love of desires and whims and actions of indecency and lowliness that are impermissible. This grows in the heart. And from the greatest means and sources to grow that is music. Waliyadhu billah. Even becomes even more severe and more severe from that which we face today. Whenever the music now is not only coupled with the lowly conduct, with the lowly content, and the lowly subject matter, and then it's coupled along with that all of these different musical sounds and tones and instruments. Likewise, now they have the videos. So now a person, he will look at it and listen to it and watch it all at the same time. And this is from the greatest means to destroy the heart and the greatest means to produce hypocrisy and to cause hypocrisy to flourish and to grow, to have doubts about this life and about the hereafter, and to have doubts about the religion and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of music, waliyadhu billah. Because of music, waliyadhu billah. So this is something that we're trying with today. A believer who turned away from that entirety, who would dislike that for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, he would avoid that and turn away from that. And if he's ever tried by being in a circumstance like in a store or the likes like this, where it's something that is there and he can't do anything about it, he would detest that in his heart and he would not listen to it. He would not listen to it. In this circumstance and situation, if a person, he heard it in the background but he does not listen to it, it will not affect him, inshallah. It will not affect him, inshallah. He will hear it and dislike it and turn away from it, but he will not listen to it. He will not entertain it. He will not listen to the words, and he will not move his head or his body to waliyadhu billah, whether he will dislike that. And if he did that, it will not harm him. It will not harm him. The problem here is if a person, he were to hear it, even if he does not himself listen to music, but then he heard it, and then he started to entertain that and listen to that, and fall into that, enjoy that, and partake in that, waliyadhu billah, even if it's in a store, or even if it's from somebody's car next to him at the light, and the likes like this, he must turn away from that and not pay any attention, and dislike it. And inshallah, he will be safe from that, and it will not enter into his heart. And he will be, he will not be blameworthy. But if he were to fall into that, and to listen to that, and to entertain that, then this is whenever he is endangering his heart, and his tawheed, and his faith, and iman, waliyadhu billah. ولياذو بالله. The author, she says, وهناك مبحث نفيس للعلامة للعلامة ابن القيم رحمه الله في إغاثة اللهفان. فأحيلك عليه ورسالة للشيخ الألباني رحمهم الله بعنوان تحريم آلات اللهو والطرب. She says, and there is a very, very great nafis, يعني something that is nafis is something that is priceless and precious, يعني literally. But what is intended here is there is something that is great and very, very beneficial, and a very beneficial work by Al-Allama Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah in his work called Ighathatu Al-Lahafan. Ighathatu Al-Lahafan min Maka'id Al-Shaytan. This book here is entitled Ighathatu Al-Lahafan, which means to save and to bring relief to the one who is in distress from the snares and the traps of the devil. And he mentioned in this book a number of different traps and tricks and snares and means that Shaytan, he lures the people into misguidance, especially the ignorant from them, and especially those who have a desire for sin, or those people who have no knowledge of the proper creed and belief. And there are many traps and snares that Shaytan, he lures the people into deviation by way of them. And in this work from them, he mentioned al-ghina, music. He mentioned music. So she's mentioning here to refer to this book, and likewise to a treatise that is written by Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, and its title is The Prohibition of the Musical Instruments, and the instruments of music, and the prohibition of the musical instruments and the likes. And these are both two beneficial works with regards to this affair. But no doubt the work of Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, yani is from the best of those books with regards to this affair, and from the most beneficial of works, clarifying the traps of the devil and the tricks of Shaytan and the means that he has to lure the people into falsehood by decorating it and making it seem fair appealing. And there's a number of avenues he has, and from them is singing, and from them is music. And he discussed that there, and that chapter is not a brief chapter, actually. He went into great detail in that chapter, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and just in the beginning of this chapter, yani the way that he began, rahimahullah, discussing the issue of music is very beneficial. And we read just a few lines, and he says, وَمِن مَكَايِدِ عَدُوِ اللَّهِ وَمَصَايِدِهِ أَلَّتِي كَادَ بِهَا مَنْ قَلَّ نَسِيبُهُ مِنْ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَقْلِ وَالدِّينِ وصاد بها قلوب الجاهلين والمبطلين سماع المكاء والتصدية والغناء بالآلات المحرمة الذي يسد القلوب عن القرآن ويجعله عاكفة على الفسوق والإسيان فهو قرآن الشيطان والحجاب الكثيف عن الرحمن وهو رقية اللواط وزينة وليهذ بالله. He said رحمه الله in this chapter about music and the prohibition of singing and music, that from the traps and the snares of the enemy of Allah, meaning Shaytan, and from his tricks that he uses to plot against those people who have a small portion of knowledge, or they have a small portion of knowledge and sound intellect, and likewise their deen is weak, then from his traps that he uses to block their hearts, the heart of the ignorant and the people of falsehood, is listening to music and listening to singing, and listening to the music that is performed with those instruments that are haram and impermissible, and that are a means to stop the hearts and to block the hearts from benefiting from the Quran. So this is a point here. From the intent of Shaytan with music and with singing is to prohibit the people from benefiting from the Quran, to turn them away from the Quran entirely, where they do not spend their time listening to it or reading it. And even if they were to read it, they would not be able to benefit from it because their hearts are blocked and locked, because it is full of the love of music and this falsehood, waliyadu billah. And the music, what does it do? It turns the hearts away from the Quran, and it causes them to be devoted to actions of fusuq wal isyan, to actions of corruption and indecency and disobedience. He says, for huwa Quranu shaytan, music and singing, it is the Quran of the devil. Wal hijabu al kathifu an al rahman, and it is a thick and heavy veil that prohibits a person from reaching Ar-Rahman, the most gracious. And he prohibited a person from understanding the Tawheed and from surrendering to Allah and increasing in faith And then he mentioned rahimahullah wa huwa ruqyatu al-iwad wa zina. And music and singing, it is the ruqya. It is the ruqya. The ruqya is the cure. Whatever person is sick, he will make ruqya in the name of Allah, and by the permission of Allah, it will cure him. But here, this ruqya is for something else. He says it is the ruqya for homosexuality and for fornication. And he meaning the one who wants to bring about fornication and homosexuality, what will he do? What does he need to get through that door? Let him listen to music and singing. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ He mentioned a number of affairs, and this chapter actually is very long. But from the benefits that he mentioned likewise about singing and music, he has a chapter whenever he mentioned that there are a number of names for this. There are a number of names for this affair. He says, فَصْلٌ هذا السماء الشيطاني المضاد للسماء الرحماني له في الشرع بضعة عشر اسما. He said that this satanic listening and the satanic sounds and music, which is contrary to the recitation of Ar-Rahman, and that is full of mercy, it in the legislation it has a number. It has 10 or more different names for music. It's not just called music. Or it's not just called singing. Whenever it's referred to in the legislation, in the Quran and the Sunnah, it's referred to by these different names. He says, Al-Lahu, Wal-Laghu, Wal-Batil, Wal-Zur, Wal-Mukah, Wal-Tasdiyah, Wal-Ruqyatu Zina, Wal-Quranu Shaytan, Wal-Munbitu, Al-Nifaqi Fil-Qulub, Wal-Sawtu Al-Ahmaq, Wal-Sawtu Al-Fajir, Wal-Sawtu Shaytan, Wal-Mazmur Shaytan, Wal-Samud. He mentioned that these are some of those names that are used to refer to music. Al-lahu wal-laghu, yani vain and idle talk and speech that has no benefit. Al-batil, statements of falsehood. Al-zur, fabricated and statements of lies. Al-muka wa tasdiya, yani from the ways of the whistling and the clapping of the hands. This is something of the ways of the people of Jahiliyyah. Ruqya to zina, the ruqya for fornication. Wa Qur'an al-shaytan, the recitation of the devil. Munbitun nifaqi fil qalbi, the means of growing and cultivating hypocrisy in the heart. Was sawt al-ahmaq, and is the voice of the idiot, the voice of the idiot, of the fool. Waliyadhu billah. Was sawt al-fajir, and it is the corrupt and evil sound, and it is the voice of the devil, and it is the flute of the devil, and the likes like this. So this chapter here, yani that she's indicating to or referring us to, actually is very beneficial with regards to this affair, but the whole entire book is even more beneficial with regards to understanding the different tricks and traps and deceptions of the devil that he uses to lead the people of faith away and into misguidance. And likewise, the treatise by Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned many evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah clarifying that these musical instruments, they're haram and not permissible and not allowed. That they're haram and not permissible, not allowed. Then she says, closing this chapter, فَحْذَرِي سَلَّمَكِ اللَّهِ مِنْ سِمَاعِ الْأَغَانِي فَهُوَ يُضْعِفُ الْإِمَانِ وَيُقَسِّ الْقَلْبِ وَيُهَوِّنُ الْمَعَاصِي وَيُضَيِّعُ الْوَقْتِ So she says to her sister, giving her advice, then be cautious, may Allah keep you safe, O sister, from listening to music and from listening to singing, because it weakens the faith and it hardens the heart. And it makes the actions of disobedience seem light and easy, and seem like there is something light and easy, and it is a means to waste and to neglect the time and to not benefit from the time. After this, she says, the next chapter, An-Niyahatu ala al-Mayyit, to cry and to wail over the deceased. Also from the diseases of the tongue, wailing and crying over the deceased. So she says, and this is just a brief and short chapter, we close with this insha'Allah. وَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ بِنْ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَطَمَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَ الْجُيُوبِ وَدَعَ بِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ انظري ما سيأتي عند سؤال رقم 9. So she said, it's been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the Hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he is not from us. The one who slaps his cheeks and he slaps his face or strip or tears his garments or calls by the call of al-jahiliyyah. What is intended here, yani at the time of calamity, And at the time of a loss, the loss of a loved one, or the likes like this, the time of difficulty and hardship, whenever this falls and at first strike, many people who do not have patience and do not have strong faith in the decree and the command of Allah, they will become upset and they will become unsatisfied, and they will raise their voice and they will cry out loud, and they will say words that are displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal from the cause of al-jahiliyyah. This is from the cause of al-jahiliyyah. Likewise, others, they will become angry or upset, or they will become so saddened that they will strike their own face or their own body with their own hands and the likes like this because of the calamity, and they cannot bear it, or they will rip their own clothing and their garments off and the likes like this. And all of this, what is intended here is being dissatisfied with the decree and the command of Allah and not bearing the hardships and the calamities with patience, which is an obligation. So here, to cry and to wail over the deceased, this is also from the diseases of the tongue. So at the time of calamity, the heart will experience sadness, and even maybe the eyes, they may cry, but the person, he will not say anything except for that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. So another time and place specifically for refraining the tongue from saying that which is displeasing to Allah is at the time of calamity and the loss of a loved one, that a person, he will not wail or cry out loud and call for destruction or make supplication against his own self, or call and say these words that show detest or dissatisfaction with the decree that has befallen. Rather, a person, he may be sad, and maybe he will cry out of mercy for the loss of a loved one, but he will not say anything that is contrary to the correct aqidah and to tawheed, and that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, there's one more chapter. The author, she mentions, al-lisan qad yazni. Al-lisan qad yazni. This is the last chapter in this work, that the tongue, maybe, it will commit fornication. And she closes this chapter here with another portion, sababu afat al-lisan, the reasons for the diseases of the tongue. And this is coming to closing the affair of the diseases of the tongue, and there is great benefit in that which remains. And then after that, we see that the author, she begins the next chapter, tarbiyatul awlad, cultivating and raising the children. And I remind the noble sisters to ponder over this affair, how she began this work here, and reminding of these issues of the importance of sincerity and being upright and obedient to Allah in public and private, and holding fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and avoiding these major affairs and these major sins and these foul and lowly issues, specifically with the tongue. And in order for the woman to cultivate herself first and foremost upon the proper creed and proper belief, and to be upright and steadfast upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after that, there will be benefit from her. She will have khayr and barakah and raising and cultivating her children. So it comes in this manner like this. First, the person, he will rectify himself and cultivate himself upon khayr and upon goodness. And then after that, inshallah, helping his family and his children and others will fall in line. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.